the second hour of the show. We're going to talk some Patriots, not Deflategate, but on field and some of the great moments in Patriots history as we welcome aboard author Sean Glennon. His brand new book is entitled The New England Patriots Playbook, Inside the Huddle for the Greatest Plays in Patriots History. Sean, welcome to Downtown.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Man, it's such a wonderful book, taking you back through really the history of Patriots football, and it's been a blast reading it and reliving those memories. And, of course, well, you start out with the most recent great play, great memory of all, Malcolm Butler.
Right. Well, I could hardly avoid starting this book with that. I mean, it's not only the greatest play, I think, in Patriots history, but it's maybe the greatest single play in Super Bowl history or possibly NFL history.
And as you point out, yes, it was a great play by Malcolm Butler, but a big assist by Brandon Browner.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, for those of us who have watched it over and over and over and over and over again, it's very clear that play doesn't happen unless Browner does his job of preventing Seattle from sending the pick.
Now, when I got the book, before I even looked inside, I was sort of going through in my head, all right, what plays will Sean highlight here? What are some of the plays I can expect to read about? And of course, the kick was there, Adam Vinatieri, and a play really that changed the course of this franchise.
It really did. And when we talk about that kick, you know, it's always interesting to me to note that kick didn't win a game. It tied the score of that game, but it remains... are we talking about the kick at the end of the Super Bowl? I'm sorry.
Well, either one, because right. Both of them, as a matter of fact.
Right. It's funny because you write these books and then you sort of set them aside for a while and you're going to come back to them and you can't remember. Yeah, the one I called the kick was the one in the game against the Raiders, the one that I consider to be the greatest kick ever made, through the blizzard conditions in Foxborough, Mass. And again, it didn't win a game. It tied the score, but it put the Patriots in a position to come out of that game with a win and move on in the playoffs and on to their first win in the Super Bowl. And it's a kick that nobody could ever be expected to make. And it was, I remember watching the Colts game this weekend and watching Vinatieri miss a kick and thinking, boy, you know, obviously he's got up there in years, but there was a time where you expected him to make every kick, but you still didn't expect him to make that kick.
Well, I love, too, the fact that you go way back into Patriots history. To when I was first watching the Patriots games way back in the 1960s and the great Jim Nance and his plays that really gave it, as you said, gave this franchise legitimacy at a time when the entire American Football League was fighting for that.
Right, and he really gave more than the Patriots franchise legitimacy. He, in a big way, by landing on the cover of Sports Illustrated, legitimized the AFC in the eyes of a lot of people who looked at the AFL, in the eyes of a lot of people who looked at this upstart league and said, well, it'll never be anything. It's an afterthought league for guys who can't make it in the NFL. And Nance really made it very clear that was not the case.
Sean, I'm just getting a chance to flip through the book now. It's laid out. It's beautiful. But other than the frequent flyers you'd expect, the Bradys, the Grogans, and Bledsoes, whose picture is going to pop up more often than not in this book?
Well, Troy Brown's, I would imagine. I didn't choose the photos for the book, and it's been a while since I went through it. But I know that Troy Brown is certainly a guy I wrote about probably more than anyone else other than Brady.
Well, you also feature some great names from the past, including one of my favorite guys of all time, Minnie Mac Heron.
Yeah, well, Minnie Mac had his moment, and things have not necessarily gone well for him in his life after football. But Minnie Mac was a fun player to watch, and he did have that sort of great run that I write about against the then champion Miami Dolphins. Where he was just unstoppable. He's like a little, I want to say ping pong ball, but a little bit of a combination between a ping pong ball and a cue ball, just bouncing off of guys who are much bigger than him, and somehow finding his way to the end zone when he really shouldn't have been able to. If you can go back and find the film of that play, it's a whole lot of fun to watch.
We're talking with Sean Glennon. His new book is The New England Patriots Playbook, Inside the Huddle for the Greatest Plays in Patriots History. And, of course, you can't talk Patriots. You can't really talk any New England sports team without talking about the games that didn't go so well, and you classify them as the heartbreakers. There have been more than a few. From your perspective, what's the toughest one of all for fans to take?
Well, I think it has to be the Tyree catch in the Super Bowl. I mean, the Patriots were, what, on the verge of 19-0. They probably would have been known as the greatest accomplishment in NFL history, and certainly would have put them in line to be considered the greatest single-season team in NFL history. And that catch is, I can still see it, and sometimes I see it in my nightmares. That absolutely impossible catch that just is the turning point of that game. You know, the Manningham catch in the subsequent Super Bowl with the Giants is another hard one to take, but to my mind anyway, not nearly so hard as the Tyree catch, because for a number of reasons, including that I didn't really feel going into that second Super Bowl that the Patriots were going to win that game. I thought they could, but going into that first one, 18-0, I thought this is a team of destiny, and that Tyree catch really just ripped it away.
Now, can I also assume, Sean, from the book that maybe you're not a big fan of Phil Simms?
I certainly like Phil Simms as a quarterback, but as a broadcaster, I think he's had some difficult moments, and I think it's interesting to me how many of them sort of surround Patriots games, or have happened around Patriots games, and I see his son doing some of the same stuff in social media and on the radio, and I'm not sure why there would be an axe to grind, but it seems like maybe there is.
We were talking the other day on the show about Drew Bledsoe, and with all of the hoopla and the great career that Tom Brady has had, I sometimes feel like people forget how good a quarterback Drew Bledsoe was for most of his time in New England.
Yeah, and I think that's sort of an unfortunate side effect of how great Brady is. You know, when you're the guy who comes before the greatest of all time, and it's my contention, and I wrote a whole book about this, that Brady is the, and I should say I published this book in 2012 before it was a closed question, that Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. I think it tends to cause people to not notice you as much as they should. Drew Bledsoe and Drew sort of was frustrating some fans at the end of his tenure with the Patriots, and I think that sticks in people's mind. But yeah, this is a guy who led the Patriots to some really spectacular wins and got them to a Super Bowl, and one hates to, you don't want to dwell too much on ifs, but setting aside some really bad decisions by Bill Parcells on a personal level, you wonder if they might have had a better chance in that Super Bowl. That Packers team was a great team, so I don't want to take anything away from them. But I don't think Bledsoe really got his shot to win that game.
Sean, team's off to a great start this season. How good do you think this 2015 Patriots squad can be?
Well, so far so good, right? I'm, as is everybody else, still a little bit concerned about the defense, particularly the secondary. But I do keep reminding myself of the fact that Patriots' defenses tend to get better as the season goes on, as long as they stay mostly healthy. So I'm not a person who tends to have a lot of faith in teams and in prophecies. Even though the Patriots have certainly earned mine, I need to see it before I believe it. But I suspect that the defense can get better, and that this is a team. I'm not going to get on that bandwagon of, oh well, this is a team that could go 16-0 and take it all the way to the Super Bowl, because there's a reason that NFL teams don't go undefeated through regular seasons. You find a way to drop a game that you shouldn't drop. I looked at this team going into this season as a team that could win, 12 to 14 games, and I sort of feel the same way. I tend to think more toward the 14 than the 12 these days, and if they win 15, I won't be shocked. If they win 16, I'll be floored, because it's just so impossible to do once, never mind twice.
Well, it is a wonderful book, a foreword by one of my favorite Patriots, Steve Nelson, the New England Patriots Playbook. Sean Glennon, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. We wish you much success with the book.
Thanks for having me. I've had a great time tonight.
16 minutes after 5 o'clock on Downtown.